Headline, Women Warned of Predatory Crypto Bros in Wake of DWF Partner Allegations, published at 5:22 p.m. UTC, October 31, 2024. An investment firm founder has warned women working in or looking to move into crypto to please be vigilant after a partner at Singapore-based DWF Labs was accused of drugging a job applicant and attempting to coerce her into his hotel suite after promising her a role in a crypto project. Writing on X, formerly Twitter, Primitive Ventures founder and internet personality Dovey Wan was reacting to allegations made by a would-be DWF Labs employee who claims that during a meeting in a bar in Hong Kong, Yugen Ng, one of DWF Labs' founders, attempted to spike her drink. The job applicant, known as Hana, claims that she then left the bar, and when she began to feel dizzy, Ng tried to coerce Hana into his accommodation, telling her, "I'll take you to get a taxi. I have a suite in Murari. If you treat me well, I can give you more inside information." Ng has since been fired by DWF Labs, and the company has reportedly installed a new partner. In the wake of the allegations, Ng switched his X account to private, but has since appeared to delete it altogether. On her X account, Wan said that she was outraged and disgusted and detailed how she met Ng on a number of occasions in Singapore, describing him as an apparent gentleman. However, she added, "The fact that after failing his attempt in Hong Kong, he shamelessly went to Dubai for another crypto conference, socializing as if nothing happened, likely hunting for his next target. This screams, repeat criminal behavior to me." Ladies, please be vigilant. The hidden risks are very real. Some of those crypto bros embody the most predatory aspects of both tech and finance cultures, treating women they see as huntable with unpredictable crimes, she warned. In an interview with Wu Blockchain, published on Thursday, Hana recounted her experience, detailing her narrow escape and how she set about revealing the attack. "The police said I was very lucky and could tell he was a repeat offender, very skilled," she told Wu Blockchain editor-in-chief Colin Wu. "Unfortunately, because I didn't report it on the day, there was no physical evidence," she explained, adding that police have advised her to be careful, as disclosing the footage might involve an invasion of personal privacy. She added, "After I posted on Twitter, Eugene contacted me saying, 'Let me know if you're up to chat.' He sent a few similar messages and called me several times, which I didn't answer. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com."